This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Barbados records another homicide. An accountant wants government to outline the policy that will allow small businesses to benefit from lower tax rates. Government defends its HOPE project. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital reports a significant increase in waiting time at the A&E department. And President of the Dominican Republic has declared that his country will continue to deport Haitians. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A 31-year-old Christchurch man is this country's latest homicide victim. Kemar Weeks of Club Morgan Christchurch died at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital last night while being treated for a stab wound. The police say that about 9:30 p.m. they responded to a report of a man being stabbed as a result of an altercation between two men. The incident reportedly occurred around that same time along Golf Club Main Road, Rendezvous Christchurch. The victim was transported to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital by private motor car and passed away while receiving medical treatment. Chairman of the Institute of Chartered Accountants of Barbados, the Taxation Committee, Jason King, wants government to outline its new corporate tax structure where some small businesses will benefit from a lower rate of 5.5%. Last November, Prime Minister Mia Mottley announced the new structure where businesses that make an income of over $2 million will pay 9% in taxes, but those who make less than that will pay a lower rate of 5.5%. Speaking during VOB's Brass Tax Sunday program, Mr. King said he wants more clarity on the policy.
There has been discussion about small businesses. Based on the revenue of those small businesses, they would be able to pay at a lower rate of 5.5%. I'm hoping that we can get some very good detailed guidelines and a process as to how this will work, because that's the key. Once these measures are laid, the framework has to accompany it. If not, there's still too much uncertainty.
He says Barbadians may have to wait some time to see how the legislation works.
Legislation in its initial laid form or executed form or enacted form may not always work. Sometimes you have to give it time to see how it actually functions and does it do what it's intended to do. And from that can come amendments. We've made comments on them. We'll see how it works, but some of the legislation also has elements in it for future activities. So the prepayments, for example, that's to work for local companies from 2025. That's not immediate.
Chairman of the Institute of Chartered Accountants of Barbados Taxation Committee, Jason King. Meantime, also speaking on the program, President of the Democratic Labour Party, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, believes government could have provided more tax relief for Barbadians. Dr. Yearwood emphasized the need for government to address the high cost of living.
Cost of living is high, and people expected that is one of the things that the government should have addressed. You had the admission by the governor of the central bank a few weeks ago that, yes, we saw this 4% economic growth. By his own words, he was like, people aren't feeling it. It isn't getting to the people. So, you know, if that's the case, then the government has to start moving the levers of the economy to ensure that people at the middle and persons at the lower end are able to feel this tax relief.
He believes less tax credit would mean more money moving through the economy.
I don't have to wait for a reverse tax credit because I may want to fix up or paint my house or do something. And if I have more money in my hand, I can engage that painter or I can engage the carpenter. That's work for him. That means that his family are able to have engagement with the economy. He's able to provide for them, you know, and that's how our small economy works. We're what, 300,000 people. So you have to have money be able to move from various persons to other persons. That money moves around. That carpenter is going to take money. He's going to go in his small shop down the road. He's going to support that small shop. That small shop then takes that money. She sends schools her kids. They buy something on the way. So it just keeps things moving.
President of the Democratic Labour Party, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood. The Minister of Housing, Lands and Maintenance, Dwight Sutherland, denies claims that the Home Ownership Providing Energy or HOPE project will replace the National Housing Corporation. He responded to an allegation by the opposition leader Ralph Thorne during his budget response last week. He stated that HOPE was formed because the NHC alone cannot complete all of the housing projects. Mr. Sutherland was speaking at the Barbados Labour Party St. George North constituency branch meeting at the Cuthbert Moore Primary School last evening.
HOPE was formed because NHC alone can't build 10,000 houses. You have to understand, and the Prime Minister in her wisdom saw the need to create another agency. That while NHC is focusing on the joint venture program, and I can speak to some of those, HOPE will come and HOPE will be the builder of houses. That was the whole genesis and the policy that we came up with.
He clarified that HOPE is not a private sector company.
It is not a private company. It is a commercial state-owned enterprise with the government being the sole shareholder. And likewise, the SPV company that was formed 4 weeks ago to manage the financial affairs of the solar, so that when you go into your house at some point in time, Gregory or Shakira, when you go into your home, that money will help you live, because you are paying, HOPE will be taking control for 20 years and paying for the land and the infrastructure, and all you got to worry about is your house, paying for your house.
Minister of Housing, Lands and Maintenance, Dwight Sutherland. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital is reporting a surge in the number of people presenting to the Accident and Emergency Department for treatment. Communication specialist Shane Seely says the average wait time now exceeds 24 hours. He said this increase in patients is due to the closure of the 24-hour Winston Scott Polyclinic.
At 8 a.m. March 24th, approximately 50 patients were waiting to be seen, and the average wait time currently exceeds 24 hours. We encourage members of the public to use the Patient Advice and Liaison Service, or PALS, or Help Desk, as your first point of contact. Our doctors will be available via the hotline from 9 a.m. to midnight during this surge to provide medical advice to help you determine if the Accident and Emergency Department should be your next course of action. Currently, the AED team is working to reduce the number of patients in the department and the wait time, which has increased due to the temporary closure of the 24-hour Winston Scott Polyclinic at Gemmons Lane, St. Michael. That facility is expected to reopen on Wednesday, March 27th.
Mr. Seely said despite the surge, life-threatening conditions will continue to be treated immediately.
These include patients who, for example, have life, limb, or sight-threatening complaints, gunshot wounds, heart attacks, active seizure activity, or a patient who needs resuscitation. Other individuals who present to the Accident and Emergency Department during the current surge will experience an extended wait for treatment. Regular updates will be provided during this surge as the Accident and Emergency Department team works to reduce the waiting times.
Communications specialist with the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Shane Seely. President of the Dominican Republic, Luis Abinader, has declared that his country will continue to deport Haitians and will not authorize refugee camps on its territory, ignoring demands from the international organizations that have asked the neighboring country to stop expulsions and welcome Haitians fleeing violence. Speaking during an interview, Mr. Abinader said that his administration will continue to develop and enforce laws related to migration. He said the United Nations must act more and believes the United States has wasted a lot of time helping Haiti. The president says there are many alternatives that do not include the Dominican Republic. Recapping the headlines. Barbados records another homicide. An accountant wants government to outline the policy that will allow small businesses to benefit from lower tax rates. Government defends its HOPE project. The QEH reports a significant increase in waiting times at the A&E department. And President of the Dominican Republic has declared that his country will continue to deport Haitians. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.